Wake up, Grizzlies. It's Jamal Brown from San Antonio, Texas, and this is the Jamal Brown Podcast. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Ja Morant doesn't believe in the power of change, and he is destined to repeat himself. This Mother's Day, he flaunted a gun on social media yet again. How many times must this behavior be tolerated? You can't win a championship with a point guard who makes poor decisions. You can't win a championship with a quarterback who makes poor decisions. Allen Iverson, Gilbert Arenas, Johnny Manziel, Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell, Johnny Manziel all had the same problem. It's time to make the change. And if Ja won't change, it's up to the Grizzlies. After the Memphis Grizzlies' discouraging end to the season, instead of seeing Ja in the gym, instead of seeing Ja determined to improve, you see him on the bench, smiling and laughing as his team is being eliminated. He's on social media promoting his shoes. He's on social media promoting Powerade. Hell, he's even on social media promoting his guns. But there is no sign of him promoting the change he needs to become a better player and a better leader. Age can't excuse bad decisions. LeBron, Kobe, MJ were all young when they were drafted, but they were focused on winning. Being a gangster is just a mindset. It's not an excuse. The organization and the people's livelihoods of the Memphis Grizzlies are on Ja's back. And he's not going to win a championship. He's either going to get injured or he will be past his prime by the time he matures. The Grizzlies need to make the change and trade Ja Morant. Don't let his lack of belief in the power of change hold back this team. Don't let the lack of his belief in the power of change hold back the Grizzlies. Hold back the fans. A change is needed for the betterment of the team, and it's time to make it happen. Ja Morant doesn't believe in the power of change, and I am asking for the Memphis Grizzlies to believe in the power of change and trade Ja Morant now.